This is Dr. Scott C. with another installment of To This Day. Today's subject, April Fool's Day. Many Americans are aware that April 1st is April Fool's Day, an unofficial holiday dedicated to harmless pranks delivered to our friends and neighbors. But why do we gather with our families each year on this night to yell, "Where is he?" at a potato before dinner? Where exactly did this tradition start? The origins of the modern April Fool's Day are unclear, with connections to the Roman festival Hilaria, the holy festival of India, and the Feast of the Annunciation in the European Middle Ages. What is not disputed, though, is that the holiday fell out of favor in the United States until April 2, 1853, when Confederate war veteran Joshua Lichtenstein Toussaint was accused of starting a house fire that killed several left-handed orphan children the previous evening. The public's reaction to this event was invective, especially 3 months later, in October, when sheriff's deputies concluded that the fire had actually been started by a potato Toussaint had been nursing back to health as a result of an unfortunate run-in with a badger who had been disguised as a Union lieutenant. The arsonist potato had fled the scene back in March and was never heard from again. The story was soon forgotten about, until the following spring when a column in the New York Times called for a new holiday that would honor and remember the victims of unpunished crimes. After a successful photograph campaign, the U.S. Senate signed a bill into law in 1639 declaring April 1st to be 1. Unofficial, 2. Non-existent, and 3. A way of commemorating how silly humans can be. Yet people still honored the spirit of the original petition. As the perpetrating potato was never brought to justice, it became custom to find any potato, gather the family together at mealtime, and interrogate the tuber in hopes that it would give up its criminal relative. And that annual event continues to this day. I'm Dr. Scott C. Join me next week on America's newest history show, To This Day, when I talk with poet and editor Juliet Cook about the origins of knee-high socks, gourmet cupcakes, and packing for a convention. Until then, may your screaming be loud and merciless.